Here are six crucial mistakes in informed consent.
PI was not allowed to participate in the informed consent process. The staff did not take the time to sit down with the prospective subjects and discuss the potential benefits and risks of the study to ensure they were fully informed. If coordinators were not informed about the study, they were not knowledgeable about the study, and they had no research background, they would simply ask the subjects to sign the required forms as part of the paperwork. And if there were any concerns, they would fetch someone who was unqualified, who was not a licensed medical doctor, and he would pose to negotiate the signatures. And if sponsors of the FDA or the IRB wanted to meet with subjects, allegedly they were told that they couldn't because of privacy laws. And then the signatures, they did not compare with the subject's scanned driver's licenses. So again, if you didn't have someone who was a qualified handwriting expert, you had problems in checking informed consent signatures.
If you need help with your clinical trial compliance program, call me at 302-252-6959.